Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Passarelli, P-A-S-S-A-R-E-L-L-I. Nicole Passarelli is a 44-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-2-22, period. There was no warning on a step where she worked, period. As a result, she fell and broke her right ankle and sprained the left ankle, period. She did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of trimalleolar fracture of the ankle that underwent surgical reconstruction. Period. Subsequently, her implanted screws were removed. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The rest of that is normal. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, she was attended. Scratch that. She filed a claim petition alleging she fell while walking down steps on 8-2-22, sustaining injuries to the right foot and left foot. Period. Medical records show she was attended to by EMS personnel the same day. Period. She was found seated on a bench inside the store. Period. She was then taken to the emergency room at Inspira, period. She was diagnosed with a closed right trimalleolar fracture, for which she was immobilized in a splint and placed on crutches, period. She also was diagnosed with a left ankle sprain, for which she was placed in a Velcro stirrup splint and a post-op shoe. Bridge was going to follow up orthopedically the following day, period. She later saw Dr. C-A-C-K-O-V-I-C at the emergency room on 8-3-22, period. She denied any previous fractures to the foot or ankle and did not hit her head, period. X-rays of the left tibia and fibula showed no fracture, but X-rays of the right identified the trimalleolar fracture, period. The right ankle was reduced in a closed fashion, after which repeat x-rays were performed, period. The oblique moderately displaced intra-articular fracture of the distal tibia is in improved but still abnormal alignment. The spiral impacted intra-articular fracture of the distal fifth metatarsal is in grossly unchanged position. There is mild lateral subluxation of the tibia in relation to the talus. Common ligamentous injury most likely is present, period. The paragraph, she quickly came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Zucconi at Premier on 8-3-22, period. He diagnosed her with a bimalleolar distal tibia fibular fracture, for which she was prescribed a knee scooter. She was placed out of work until her next visit on 8-10-22, period. On that occasion, he also prescribed her hydrocodone for analgesia, period. New paragraph, Dr. DiVernaro in the same group also saw her on 8-10-22, period. His diagnoses were right ankle pain, comma, closed trimalleolar fracture of the right ankle, comma, syndesmotic disruption of the right ankle, comma, sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament of the left ankle, and left ankle pain, period. She was going to pursue surgical intervention, period. On 8/18/22, Dr. DiVenera performed open reduction internal fixation of right tramalleolar ankle fracture without stabilization of posterior lip, semicolon, open reduction internal fixation of right distal tibia / fibula syndesmosis. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were displaced right tramalleolar ankle fracture and disrupted right distal tibia / fibula syndesmosis. Period. She followed up with Dr. DiVenera postoperatively. Period. At his visit of 8/31/22, he noted a history of stents in both legs between January and March of 2022, as well as anxiety, period. He monitored her progress and had her undergo serial radiographic studies, period. On the visit of 9/11/23 with Dr. Mariani, M-A-R-I-A-N-I, she was seen for chronic left ankle pain, status post removal of two screws from the right ankle on 4/6/23, period. He then had her undergo x-rays of the right ankle on 5/1/23 compared to studies done between 9/8/22 and 3/16/23. Appeared there was no evidence of recent fracture of the right ankle joint. Appeared there was prior ORIF, spiral fracture distal right fibula with intact compression plate and threaded bone screws, semicolon. Interval removal of previously noted threaded bone screw traversing the patient described right medial malleolus fracture site, semicolon. Residual healing, non-displaced fracture, base of the right medial malleolus seen in the oblique view, period. She had indeed undergone x-rays of the right ankle earlier on 3/16/23 compared to the study of 1/10/13, but I believe that is erroneous. But there was a united non-displaced trimalleolar fracture. Period. Hardware was in place and the ankle mortise was normal. Period. On x-rays of 1/10/23, they were compared to the study of 11/7/22. There was a healing non-displaced fracture of the lateral and medial malleoli with hardware in place. Period. The fracture fragments are in good position and the ankle mortise is normal. Period. New paragraph. And underline this will appear earlier in the record summary but have been overlooked to date. Period. When she was seen at Inspira Medical Center, they noted a prior surgical history of laparoscopic diagnostic surgery in March 2018 and C-section in November 2009. Period. She underwent the aforementioned x-rays and podiatry was consulted. Period. Dr. Patel performed a hematoma block at the bedside for closed reduction. Period. After being released from Inspira, she did follow up with Dr. Zucconi and his associates. Period. It is my understanding, on 10/9/23, she was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. general appearance, she stated she previously had vascular surgery on the right leg when stents were placed to treat bad circulation. Birchie was wearing compression stockings that were removed for visualization. An inspection revealed healed longitudinal scarring at the right ankle medial and lateral malleolus. Period. There was contradictory swelling of the left ankle compared to the right. Period. Right ankle plantar flexion was mildly limited to 35 degrees, as was inversion to 30 degrees. Period. Dorsiflexion and eversion were full. Period. Motion of the left ankle, both knees and hips, was full in all planes with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was moderate tenderness palpation about the right ankle medial malleolus, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with physiologic gait without a limp or assisted device. Period. She was able to walk on her heels and toes with difficulty. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Nicole Passarelli was injured when she fell at work on 8/2/22 while walking downstairs. Period. She currently describes there was no sign warning her about some defect in the stairs. Period. She fell and injured both of her lower legs. Period. She was seen at Spirit Emergency Room where she had x-rays done and was evaluated. Period. Right ankle x-ray showed a trimalleolar fracture that was reduced at the bedside. Period. X-rays of the left ankle, foot, and tibia fibula found no fracture. Period. She was immobilized and then followed up with Dr. Zucconi and his colleagues. Period. A knee scooter was provided. Period. She did undergo surgery on 8/18/22, noted above. Period. She followed up post-operatively. Period. Serial x-rays were performed to confirm progressive healing. Period. Ultimately, after therapy, she was cleared. She was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement on 10/9/23. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Ms. Passarelli was obese. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right ankle and mildly decreased range of motion there. Period. She ambulated without a limp or assisted device. Period. However, she did have some difficulty walking on her heels and toes. Period. New provocative maneuvers about the ankles and feet were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 12.5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. Period. There is 0 to 2.5% permanent partial disability at the statutory left foot. Period. End.